Choosing Urge Top 5, my name is Phil. How can I help you today?
Hey, Phil, my name's Andy Larson. I live over in Lake Katrine. I got one of your flyers in the mail. I live in the Lake Katrine apartments, and I put my address in, and they said they're not going to have it here for a couple of months still.
Okay.
I want to know, I'm a dinosaur. I have Spectrum, which is ridiculous. I pay almost $200 a month for cable and internet. And I'm interested in, obviously, when this comes to my area, which is why I'm calling. I want to see when or about that might happen.
Sure, I'd be happy to answer. I'd be happy to answer those questions. What is the actual address of your apartments?
It's 708 Neighborhood Road. And I'm in apartment 12H, Lake Katrine, New York, 12449.
All right, I'm looking at that right now. It's actually saying that the in-service date for Neighborhood Road, for 708 Neighborhood Road, it's saying 11/26, so that's November. So that's in about a month.
Okay.
So I don't know why it would say that you are not able to at least get pre-ordered for service before then. So I can definitely assist you in getting signed up if you'd like to. And what that'll do is on or about the 26th, we would be giving you a call to get you scheduled up for your installation date.
Okay.
Because we can't schedule you this far ahead. Our system won't allow us. Sorry, give me one second.
Well, basically today I'm calling just to find out because this is all new to me. Like I said, I'm a dinosaur, so I need to take baby steps. I know I don't want to pay $200 anymore for Spectrum, and I have a smart TV.
Okay.
And I realize I think Spectrum wants like $100 a month for regular, not fiber optic, the regular internet. Now, this says, especially here, it says $69.99.
That is correct. So with automatic payments through your bank and paperless billing, you can get our 1 gigabyte internet for only $69.99 a month. That price includes all taxes and fees, as well as the cost of your equipment. So unlike Spectrum, where you usually have to pay a rental fee for using their modem or routers or whatever equipment they have to provide for you, you don't have to worry about that through us. That's actually included in your price. So that $69.99 price is all you will ever pay for your internet service through us here at Archtop Fiber.
Okay, so somebody would come, they would obviously disconnect my cable that I have now, they would hook up the fiber optic, and then that 1 gigabyte, which I don't know what that even means, but that's good to run just my regular TV to watch, to stream anything I want to stream, correct?
Your TV, your phone, any kind of computers or laptops or any other electronic devices that utilize a Wi-Fi signal, yes, that'll be perfectly usable for all of them.
Right. So, like, I have my computer in my bedroom, which I have – I watch Netflix on. So I'll still be able to see the Netflix, and my phone will be able to go through the internet as well, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. So I'm basically saving like $30 a month and plus much more because when I pick one of the channels to subscribe to, I'll be streaming instead of...
That is correct. And depending on what you're looking for in terms of television programs, it really depends on what kind of service you are looking for. Can I ask about what kind of programs you typically like to watch? That way I can help guide you towards a suitable streaming service.
Sports.
So you like Major League Baseball, NFL, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, MSG, the Yankees, hockey. Basically MSG, ESPN, FS1.
Understandable. Yeah. So the two services I would suggest you looking into would be YouTube TV or Hulu Plus Live TV. Those do provide you with almost all of the ESPN channels as well as the local channels, so you'll be able to watch all your favorite sports shows at whatever you like. The price is a little bit more up there, but you are also getting a lot more utility and function out of them. If you are looking for movies as well, I would highly suggest the Hulu Plus Live TV, because not only will you get the local channels and as well as all of your other normal like cable channels you would have for your sports, but you'll also have access to all of Hulu's movie library as well.
Okay. What about Fubo? I hear a lot about Fubo.
Oh, give me one second. Let me look at Fubo. I have not heard much about Fubo. Fubo TV.
Yeah. And do you know what the prices of hand for the Hulu?
Yes, give me one second. Let me actually get you these, and I can actually give you a price point. Looks like Fubo is. It looks like Fubo is $59.99 for the first month, and then it's $79.99 for every
Right, and
month
then it goes
thereafter.
up and
For
has
the
different tiers.
with the sports package for Fubo, it's $79.99 for the first month, and then $99.99 for every month thereafter. For Hulu plus live TV, give me a sec. Give me a sec so I can give you the actual information on how much that costs. So for Hulu plus live TV, because like I said, it does give you access to the full Hulu library for all of their movies and the live TV. For the first 3 months, it's $59.99 a month, and then it goes up to $82.99 a month thereafter.
Oh, okay. So
So,
I'm still, I mean, yeah, my bill right now is 190 something a month. So I'm still going to save
about
between
fit.
20 and 30 bucks a month.
If you decided to go with Hulu plus live TV, that's $82.99 plus the $69.99 a month. Yeah, you'd be say you said how much are you spending right now?
It's like 185 a month.
Okay, so yeah, you'd be saving right around 34, 35, between 30, about $30 to $35 a month if you went with Hulu plus live TV. If you went with
Right.
just YouTube TV, you didn't really care about, having all the movie subscriptions, I would suggest going with YouTube TV. You'll still get ESPN, you'll get a larger DVR. So if you need to record something, if you're out of town, that'd be great. And that price is $74.99 a month instead of the $82.99 a month.
Yeah, I'm not going to record anything. I basically want my sports, whatever, local sports, the MSG, the Yankee Station, SNY, all those. And if I can, I mean, like college football too, do they have packages where you can get from around the country? I mean, you can subscribe to separately.
So with Hulu plus live TV, I'm looking at the channels they offer. They have ABC, CBS, Fox, NBC. They also have all of the ESPN channels, including ESPNU, which is the university channel for college football.
Yep. Does that have MSG as well and SNY?
I am looking real quick.
I mean, that's the
They have the
Rangers and
I'm
Kings.
not seeing anything specific about there. I know they have the NFL Network. The MLB network, they have specific networks for the different, sports. For the
MSG is a real big one because it's Madison Square Garden, which is the Rangers and the Knicks, which are my two favorite teams.
let me see who provides service with MSG. I'm looking through this right now. So,
Thank you for your time.
oh, you're quite welcome. I'm happy to help you as much as I can. It looks like the only service that actually does provide MSG is Fubo itself. So,
Right.
if that's something you're looking to get, Fubo would probably be your best bet. Let me go back and search up Fubo real
Well,
quick.
it's funny. The other day I was just playing with the smart TV because that's all new to me, streaming. And I tried to download it just to see. And it wouldn't download. And I wonder why that is. I wonder if it's because of the Spectrum cable I have, or would you have any idea why that wouldn't?
No, I wouldn't know the reason why you wouldn't be able to do it. So I'm seeing right now for with Fubo, the plan that actually looks like supports the MSG network for Madison Square Gardens is going to be the second tier of Fubo. So the one that's $79.99 for the first month and then about $100 a month going forward. And
Okay,
that's the one.
that's
And but that does have all of that. So you would have to sign up for Fubo through their services by yourself.
right.
And if you'd like to sign up for internet service through us, we'd be able to help you with that.
Okay. So I still, there's still a month before that's going to happen. And then what do I have to do with Spectrum? Just tell them I don't want them anymore and return their.
Yep. That's all you have to do. You don't even have. So one of the nice things about Spectrum is they have their app. You can go online. We have been noticing that customers who do call in to cancel their service, Spectrum likes to be heavily predatorial and try to offer you discount after discount after discount while not providing you the same quality of service. And they'll try to say, well, if you go away from us, the X, Y, and Z is going to happen. But you can go online through like the app, or if you just log into your portal online, you can cancel your service at any time directly through your account portal with Spectrum. That way you don't have to worry about that if that's something you're interested in.
Okay. And the gentleman who, or the lady who comes and sets up the fiber optic, there's it's a whole new system, right? That's done with lights, fiber optic instead of.
Yes. So it uses fiber optic cabling. We actually, before we actually enter the building, we actually have to get permission from the property manager in order to have access to the building. First off, to set up our initial fiber optic network. And then from there, we will actually run the fiber optic to every single building. It may be delayed due to, it looks like, the size of the building itself, because it looks like there's a lot of apartments.
We got 163 apartments here. Yeah.
So it might be a little bit delayed past that November 26th. You might be looking more towards like the middle of December, maybe even the first of the year before services are officially fully available. But we would be able to get all of those fiber optic cables ran to the homes. And then it's as simple as getting the switch in and making sure everything's good to go.
Okay. And when the person comes to set everything up, if I have any questions, like with hooking up the streaming, I'm sure somebody could help me do that, right? I'm sure it's probably really easy.
Yes, they're pretty easy. What kind of smart TV do you have, may I ask?
I have an Ohm. It's a Walmart TV.
An ONN?
Yeah.
Is it like the Roku ones?
Yes.
I think I know exactly because I think I have the. Is it a Roku 4K?
Roku on it. Yeah. I turn it on and
I have the exact. I have that exact same TV. It's actually my main monitor for my computer, so I know exactly what you're doing. So give me a sec.
It's a 55-inch that I have.
I have a 43. I have a 43.
Mine cost me like $329 or something like that. It was cheap.
Yeah, mine was, I think, about $180 when I purchased it. So on Roku, so Fubo TV is available for your Roku TV. So for your Roku, so all you have to do is on Roku, all you need to do is search for an app. Just search up Fubo, the F-U-B-O. Select it. It may ask you for your PIN just to make sure that it can download to your TV so it can set it up. It will set it up on itself, and then you should be good to go from there.
Okay. All right. So we're looking probably to be safe probably the first of the year.
Probably is it, that's going to be fairly accurate. Again, we do have to get permission from your property manager to be on premises and then have service set up to the different apartments.
Yeah, I know I spoke to the lady in the office, and she was the one who gave me this flyer.
Oh,
and
fantastic.
So I think this is going through from what I understand.
Let me double check. We might actually have we actually already have a couple customers already interested, so we may already have permission to be on premises. So yeah, we already have a couple customers in your building that are actually already interested in service.
Oh, okay. All right. And the price is still going to be $69.99.
That is correct. Yep.
That's paperless, right? Or
yep, for paperless billing and automatic payments through your bank.
Yeah, okay. Now, does that mean they take it out automatically each month or?
Yes, it would be automatically withdrawn every month. So the day your first initial payment is on the day your service is installed.
Right.
That's it. That's the plain, pure, and simple of it. That's the first one. Going forward, your installation date becomes what's known as your invoice date, essentially when you receive the information about your bill. From there, your bill is actually isn't due for another 15 days. So from whatever day it is of the month. So let's just say we get you your service installed on the 1st. You'll get charged for the on the 1st for your initial setup setup of service. You don't have to worry anything else about that.
$69.99.
That's $69.99. That's how much you'll get charged. Right. On the following month, you'll receive your invoice on the 1st, but your bill won't be due until the 16th.
Okay. So you actually have like a month and a half.
Yep. You get the pretty much the first month and a half. Pretty much you don't have to worry about anything after your initial setup.
And this $69.99 is locked in because I see it says call before October 20th. And it's already over.
So even though the time frame has passed, yes, that $69.99 price is our everyday price. So you don't have to worry about it. It's our standard, our normal price for our 1 gigabyte service is $79.99. But you do get a $10 discount for that ACH auto payment and paperless billing.
Okay. Well, I'm going to call, since it's a couple months down the line, I'm going to call back and do the setup and everything. I'm busy doing some stuff today. I just came across this in the mail and I said, let me call and find out about it. And it seems like something that I will be pursuing.
No worries. So I was happy I could help you get a little bit more understanding and help guide you through a few of the details that you may require.
And I'll probably call back in a month and a half or so and get started and get signed up and all that. So I thank you for your time today.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Is there anything else I can help you with today, sir?
No, that's great. I just, my biggest problem is going to be what service to use. And it does look like FUBU, so.
Yeah, if you're wanting the Madison Square Garden network, you're going to need to go with FUBO. It's not available on YouTube TV or Hulu Plus Live TV. That's only going to be available through FUBO.
Okay. Super. What's your name?
My name's Phil.
Phil, I'm Andy. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Andy, and thank you for calling us here at Archtop Fiber. We look forward to hearing back from you.
Where are you located? Let me ask you.
We're located in Kingston, actually.
Oh, okay. So you know where Lake Katrina is. Where are you in Kingston?
Our offices are actually at 300 Enterprise Drive. We're literally right down the road.
Oh, you're like right across the street from me. Yeah. Okay, super.
All right. Well, have a wonderful rest of your day, Andy. Bye-bye.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.